via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Israeli military said Wednesday it carried out airstrikes against Syrians and Iranian targets inside of Syria in response to what it said were explosive devices placed along the border in the Golan Heights. Syria's state-run news agency cited a military source saying the airstrikes killed three soldiers and wounded another. An Israeli statement accused a Syrian squad led by Iranian forces of placing the explosive. Iran is an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and has sent military advisors and allied militias to help Syria forces during the country's civil war. Israel has sought to prevent Iran from establishing a presence in Syria, and during the past decade it carried out numerous strikes, airstrikes that is, against the Iranian-linked targets. Iota continues to pound Nicaragua with strong winds, heavy rains, even after weakening from a hurricane to a tropical storm. As of late Tuesday night, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Iota had winds of 65 kilometers an hour on a path towards Honduras. Iota made a landfall Monday on the northeastern coast of Nicaragua as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm has left scores of communities cut off from the outside world and forced thousands of residents to evacuate their homes. At least 8 people across the region have been killed, including 2 children who reportedly drowned while trying to cross a flooded river in Nicaragua. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. is pulling more troops out of the Middle East in the coming weeks following President Donald Trump's order to remove about 2,000 service members from Afghanistan and 500 troops from Iraq before next year's U.S. presidential inauguration. Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller told reporters at the Pentagon Tuesday by January 15th there will be about 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan and a similar total in Iraq by the same date. President Trump abruptly fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper earlier this month, according to the Washington Post, sent a classified memo to the White House expressing concerns about an abrupt withdrawal in Afghanistan as violence remains high and peace talks drag. Both Republican and Democrats in Congress have expressed skepticism about the president's decision to withdraw troops at this time. The U.S. medical establishment urging President Trump to share critical COVID-19 data with the projected president-elect Joe Biden's team or risk needless deadly lags in tackling the pandemic. Biden team has been trying to devise a coordinated national coronavirus strategy. And the open letter from the 3 leading healthcare organizations came as more state and local governments scrambled separately to try to tamp down on a COVID-19 surge now threatening to overwhelm hospitals across the United States. Health officials have warned that greater social mixing and indoor gatherings during the holiday travel season combined with the onset of cold weather will accelerate the COVID-19 surge that has sent infections and hospitalizations to record levels in recent weeks. Well, President Trump announced on Twitter that he fired Chris Krebs, director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, for a recent statement Krebs made regarding election security. Krebs has consistently debunked the allegations of voter fraud over the past week, tweeting, 59 election security experts all agree. In every case known, these claims either have been unsubstantiated or are technically incoherent. Trump tweeted that Krebs' statements were highly inaccurate, alleging massive improprieties and fraud. Trump's tweet was labeled as disputed by Twitter. And Hong Kong police arresting 3 former opposition lawmakers Wednesday for disrupting meetings several months ago as concerns grow over a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy camp. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.